This is Passport to Texas. A new study in South Texas focuses on the green jay.
We don't know a lot about green jays, first of all, so it's important to know what they're doing if we want to be able to manage for them. And we want to manage for them because we have a lot of bird watchers that come into the valley, and one of the species that they really want to see are green jays.
Tony Henneman is a wildlife biologist with Parks and Wildlife. The green jay occurs from South America to North Texas.
The Rio Grande Valley is, I think, the third fastest growing urban area in the country. It's expanding at a rapid rate. A lot of urbanization, a lot of habitat change is going on. And so these birds have been able to adapt to a certain extent.
To understand how green jays are adapting to the rapidly changing environment of the valley, Tony plans to trap, tag, and track up to 10 birds a year. Rio Grande Valley resident Donna McGowan let Tony place a trap in her backyard.
Well, Tony brought this cage to me about a week and a half ago and had me set it up here under the shade. With the cage door open, we were putting corn and peanuts in it so the birds would get used to it and just assume it's supposed to be there, and they had no problem getting in and out of it. This morning, we're going to close the top of it and watch and wait for the birds to show up.
Find out if Tony and Donna trapped a green jay when you watch the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS the week of April 14th. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.